I yearn for revenge against so many people that I will
Yes.
never get. I will never get this revenge of which I yearn. And to see somebody living my dream, like that's really special.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Hate Spinnerbait, the podcast where we hate spinnerbait, but we love democracy.
We do love democracy.
We love democracy.
So true.
We love it so much. We love having the right to vote, and we hope that by the time you're listening to this episode, you exercise your right to vote in either early voting or, since it is election day today, you went to the polls today. Maybe you're currently standing in line right now at the polls listening to it, because some of the polls will still be open by the time this episode is up, theoretically. No promises. But
yeah.
It's so...
Yeah, no promises to.
Yeah, you could be listening to us, and I hope that we're helping your poll waiting experience.
If you are listening to us in line, I'm honored.
Yeah, honestly, send us a pic. I want to see.
Same.
Here I am, like, your headphones, like, hey, here I am listening to you guys during the polls. What an honor that would be, truly.
It would be.
But yes, hello, everyone. It is I, Bethany. With me, as always, is Michael Ann. Michael Ann, how are you today?
I'm so good. I have no words for how good I'm doing right
now. So good. I'm the best I've ever been, truly. Yeah.
Oh,
feel
shit.
You there.
Shit's fucking bananas. But yeah. Today, we are just gonna
hang out. We're just going to hang out and have fun. We cannot read sane anything with all of this going on in our brains. And we thought that all of you might appreciate just a fun little chat. We're literally making friendship bracelets right now.
Yes.
And chatting. I poured myself a Kopparberg, which is a Swedish cider.
So good.
Because it's delicious and because I need happy thoughts. And Sweden makes me happy. Thinking of my trip makes me happy. Thinking of how I might request to live there. If this doesn't go well, makes me mad. Doesn't make me happy, but it does. I'd also like to apologize. I know we're being very American, I know that we have listeners, not a lot of listeners from other countries, but I know we have some. And I know that, like, everyone's biggest pet peeve is America, is we act like we're the only ones that are important. No, but just, we are in a country right now with a very stressful election. So if you're not American and this doesn't affect you, but it kind of affects everyone because America is such a big country and our politics, kind of have a ripple effect on the rest of the world, unfortunately, in some ways. I'm sorry that you have to, like, listen to us drone on about the election so much, but, it's something that matters to us. And I promise we'll go back at the end of this week to our normal, regularly scheduled broadcasting, but also with our normal fuck the patriarchy vibes. That's never gonna change.
The fuck the patriarchy vibes are never going away. So
yeah.
They never go out of style.
It's also just gonna be some singing breaks today. Hope y'all enjoy.
I hope y'all enjoy.
But not too many, because we're on YouTube now and we might get pulled.
Yeah, not too many lyrics.
Not too many. We could get in trouble with the YouTubes over that. I would like everyone to know. Wait, yes.
What is the order of the rainbow? Red, orange,
question.
Yellow, green, blue, purple.
I think so, right? Let me look it up. I now have to look up the rainbow. Someday you'll find us a rainbow connection. Yeah, what did you say? Red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, I think is what I'm seeing.
Perfect. That's the order I have it in.
Okay. All right. Beautiful. The first person I'm making tonight is a little bit of me being able to rep something at work without people really knowing what I'm repping, which is when Kamala first announced that she was running for president, a bunch of Swifties started making friendship bracelets, and they were making, like, Swifties for Harris, and they kept hashtagging it not Calvin, which I thought was very funny, to, like, we had to be clear, it wasn't Calvin Harris we were supporting. And so I'm making a bracelet in red, white, and blue that's just gonna say not Calvin, and if anyone asks, I can be like, oh, it's like an inside Swiftie joke because everyone was a big Swiftie, but really I will be supporting Kamala Harris tomorrow on election day at work without anyone knowing.
Oh my god, that's a good idea, actually.
Yeah.
I was I was going to make a uni to calm down because I just got these like rainbows, but now I want to do that. Now I want to do an election themed.
You should make a little, not Calvin, but I love it because it's like, it's election-y without being election-y. So if your Christian bosses see it, then, you know, they won't know that you're kind of doing a little subtle. I also once got, which I still own and still wear occasionally. Well, I still wear it more than occasionally, but I once got the Descent, Ruth Bader Ginsburg's Descent collar earrings. And I would wear them like if I around my in-laws or like at to work because no one really knows what they are. But like after the 2016 election, I wore them like I do not agree with this. But like nobody knew. I just was like a little silent protest.
I love that.
Sometimes little things like that just, you know, get you through the day. They make you happy.
I've been wearing the same earrings for like a year and a half.
Yes, I love that.
They're subtly boobs.
Yeah.
They're little boobs.
We love a subtle boob.
Nobody's ever called me out for it. Nobody's ever noticed.
That is, I'm certain I've clearly seen you in these earrings many times and I've certainly never noticed. But now the next time I'm with you in person, I'm going to be like, it's the boobs.
It's the boobs.
I dropped my V, everyone. Don't panic. I'll find it. I'm certain. And if not, I have plenty more. Ooh, I did finally buy, which has been a real game changer for me in friendship bracelet making, ones where they have them all already organized by letter, because the amount of stress and anxiety I get having to search for letters cannot be stressed. So
I have them.
It's a breeze.
I have them separated by letter, but unfortunately I'm running out of letters. Oh, so no. I still have to hunt down some letters in my big letter box.
I really did lose this bee somewhere. I'm gonna find it after I make this bracelet. I'm certain of it. Actually, I don't use a lot of V's, so it's fine.
If you don't find it,
Luna will be pooping it out.
Luna will. I was like, all I could think in my head was my sister's Yorkie, Lola, and I was like, Lola is not right. That is not her name.
They both start with an L, so it would have been very close.
It's very close. Luna. Yes. Lu. I'm done. I'm done trying.
What was I going to say? Speaking of friendship bracelets, things that made me happy, but also like very emotional, was the fact that the Superdome traded friendship bracelets with the stadium in Indianapolis. I thought that was adorable, and I hope it continues. I hope that they then give it to Toronto, and then Toronto gives it to Vancouver. And also, I'm sad that we just started this now. Like, this could have been a thing.
I know.
I was like, ding, dang. Oh. And, sorry, finish your thought first.
No, I have nothing.
Mm. All right. Well, another thing that makes me happy is today a friend sent me a link, which I did see because I watch College Game Day religiously. I did see this week that Pat McAfee always does this kicking challenge, and Jason Kelce was there, which there was like a whole thing with that, which like, I feel like we have to talk about that. But he was there, he did a little kick, and Pat McAfee was like, oh, I'm going to your sister-in-law's show tomorrow. But Jason Kelce like did not correct him. He was just like, oh my God, you're going? And was like so excited. He's like, what night? And I like, he was just like into it and wasn't like, oh my God, not my sister-in-law or whatever. And I was like, freaking adorable, A. But B, I knew that Pat McAfee was going to this show, right? Anywho, he has a show. Mind you, this, of course, the Pat McAfee show is literally where that one guy last year, when Taylor first started sharing with the Chiefs game, decided to be an absolute asshole and was like, why is he talking about this? I hate her, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, God. It's like his podcast. Like this, that would be like people complaining about us. It's like, it's a podcast. We talk about whatever the hell we want. It's our content. Anywho, it just happens to be on ESPN because he used to be a punter, like because he happens to be involved in the sports world. Anywho, he went with his wife, and y'all, when I say he had the most glowing review, he had the most glowing review of his time. Like, Pat McAfee, if you're not familiar with him, is, like, very energetic, like, very, like, he's into, like, wrestling. He has been to a million sporting events. He's been to a million wrestling events. And he was like, this is truly, I've never had an experience like it. Like, I've never seen a crowd for 3.5 hours, just absolutely engrossed. Like, he was just, it was like a gush fest. Like, it was so adorable. And I was like, thank you. Every single person that goes gets it. And like, I was like, yes, thank you. Thank you for just spewing love for Taylor, as she deserves, on your little ESPN podcast. And I hope a bunch of Brads and Chads were really pissed off about it.
I hope they cried.
Honestly, I just really ruined their whole day.
We need to talk about then talking about Jason Kelce. We need to talk about how that video of him ripping the phone out of that kid's hand and smashing it on the ground for calling Travis the F word.
Yes. Which then, according to a lot of people, I can't really tell. I think he does say it, but it's hard to say. He says it back to the kid, which I don't condone that, obviously. No, obviously. I understand, like, the way he is saying it is, like, different than the way this guy was saying it. But, like, are a straight person, like, a straight cisgendered person, like, you don't have the right to say that, like, ever. No. I'm certain he will come around and apologize about that, about this choice of language, especially because, I mean, he's now employed by ESPN. Everyone in the world saw it. But again, I just think that, like, I mean, I love the fact that he just, like, cold smashed this kid's phone, though. This kid 100% deserved that. 100%. But I just think, like, I was talking to Mike about this the other day, and I was like, I truly don't think people understand, like, and I think that this family has done a brilliant job with it. But, like, the Kelce family was famous before, right? But there's being famous and there's being Taylor Swift famous. And they're two completely different things. And but anywho, what was I saying? Oh, yes. The amount, like, that this family has been thrust in the spotlight, which, again, it goes back to kind of, like, people, like, hating on Chapel Roan for, like, putting down boundaries. It's, like, I really don't think you can grasp what, like her rise to fame and, like, the Kelce's family rise to fame has been in the past year. Like, I have witnessed both, and I still truly, oh no. Now she's lost her audio. But yeah, it's just, like, unfathomable, like, this, like, amount of fame that people like them have garnered in the last year. And to have not lost it up to this point is amazing. And, like, he basically was just, this kid is getting up in his face, and he's just, like, defending his brother. And I'm like, hell's yeah. And that's also just, like, so, like, Philly. I was like, hell yeah. He's like, I'm a brother. But I was like, oh my God, like, yes, he's lived in Philly for too long. It's coming out of him now. But yeah, if it's a little hard to tell in the recording. If he did say the F word to this guy, that's not cool. But the rest of it, I was like, hell's
yeah. Yeah, the rest of it was pretty fucking sick. I loved it from,
like, three different angles.
Yes, I watched it from multiple angles. I watched it multiple times. You know what it is, too, with me, is I yearn for revenge against so many people that I will never get. I will never get this revenge of which I yearn. And to see somebody living my dream, like, that's really special.
That kid is so lucky that he didn't, like, punch him in the face, honestly. Honestly. Like, Jason Kelce is a big man. Like, he was a professional athlete for years. Like, he could mess you up. And instead, he just opted to mess your phone up. And so good, really.
And you should be so glad. And if I was that kid's parent, I would be like, well, that's what you get. And get a part-time job. I'm not replacing your phone.
We raised you better than that. Like, seriously.
Calvin is C-A-L-V-I-N.
Yes. And I double-checked because when I was spelling it out, I doubted myself. So I have verified.
Okay, perfect.
That is how it is spelled.
Calvin Harris, one of Taylor Swift's most famous beards.
Yes.
Okay, so... Taylor Swift has been doing some gay shit.
Yeah, hit me with that.
Not Calvin. I actually don't even know if my brain is going to be able to. I don't even think my brain's going to be able to formulate the rest of that. But her surprise songs have been a little gay, and
my brain is. There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. She has that lesbian dress. And then one night she wore... The lesbian dress. And then one night she wore a 1989 bisexual flag. It was, like, blue top, purple skirt, pink shoes or something like that.
And for people that are like, oh my God, she doesn't know what she's doing, doesn't mean anything. It's like, okay, but she definitely did the Mardi Gras colors in New Orleans. So like, she knows what she's doing.
I've also seen a lot of, she's done a lot of lyric changes during the surprise song set.
Uh-huh.
And like a lot of it is like making the song gayer.
Yes.
So I'm like, I wonder if like, I don't know. I would love to see her be openly queer, but who knows? At least we have Chapel, who, by the way, that new song that she debuted on fucking SNL. Hilarious. Yes. And amazing. And I love it. I love that a lesbian was singing about topping another woman on SNL and people right? were like cheering her on like that. We've come a long way.
So and true. I love that. Very true. Yes. See, y'all, life is good. We're not going back.
We're not going back. We can't.
We can't. I refuse. I saw a post today that was about like, this week, like until Wednesday, and dear God, it better not go past Wednesday. I can't do 2020 where we had to wait like days to find out results. Like my anxiety can't handle that. But someone was saying like right now we're like all like in an airport lounge waiting, you know, obviously for like yes. our flight to take off. And they're like, rules are different in airport lounges. Like calories don't count. You can drink at 10 a.m. Like it's fine. Like just be gentle on yourself these next few days and like do whatever it takes to get through it. And like, don't beat yourself up over that. And I was like, thank you. I really needed to hear that. So
yes,
I thought that was a very nice way of putting it.
This morning I ordered myself some Starbucks. I ordered, because yes. I really want to try that. I really wanted to try the Elphaba drink. That they have?
Oh, yes, yes. I have seen that. Yes, they have the Glinda and the Alphabet drink. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, and Andrew had the car, so I DoorDashed it, which seemed excessive, but then I was like, you know
what? Not this week.
Not this week. And it was really good. So it's like a matcha cold, I keep wanting to call it cold cream, but like that's not what it's called, obviously.
Are we taking off makeup in the 50s?
Right.
We had my cold cream on.
Oh, I made this too small.
it's too small.
God damn it. The like cold foam. Cold foam, that's what it's called. The cold foam on top of the cold brew is matcha flavored.
Uh-huh.
And then it has peppermint in the coffee. So it's like a peppermint coffee with a matcha cold foam. Yes. It was really good. I was actually like,
I need to try that now.
Yeah. The Glinda drink is like not caffeinated. I don't think so.
So like, boo, what's the point of you?
Exactly.
Kidding, but like not kidding. I am amazed at how many. Oh, good. We are struggling so much right now, y'all.
I think what's happening is like Donald Trump's campaign is hacking our microphone.
They're trying to silence us, and I will not be silent. I am amazed at how many like tie-in promotions the movie Wicked has. I'm like, Universal, oh my God, where you can get this marketing budget. I mean, like, I'm hyped for it. I'm hyped for the movie. I'm hyped for all the tie-ins. Like, I thought that Starbucks had fun drinks, and I was like, I love a theme. Yes. But also, I was like, this is, like, the umpteenth tie-in I have seen. Like, this is crazy to me. I have to know what their marketing budget was. Insane.
Like,
sanity.
They have Stanley Cups.
Yeah, like, it is. It's really, and it's crazy. Really boggles my mind that this is from the same studio that made Cats. And they really thought Cats was going to be a hit. And it lost them so much money. And they were like, we're going to gamble on another big musical, the beloved Broadway show. And we're going to throw the moon at the marketing budget. And I was like, that's kind of ballsy. Like, I think it's going to be good for them. But I was just like, sweet Jesus, Universal. Like, where is this money coming from? Yeah, that's fascinating to me. Also, the Christmas drinks are coming on November 7th. Oh. And as per usual, I'm excited anytime a seasonal thing. Have you ever tried I think they literally came out with this last year, the Little Debbie tree cakes. You know those, obviously, because they're, like, famous. Have you ever tried last year, or maybe it was 2 years ago, I'm uncertain. I think it was last year. They came out with an ice cream of it. It is the Christmas tree, Little Debbie's Christmas tree ice cream. And when I say it is maybe the greatest ice cream I've ever had in my life, that's not an exaggeration. You could just eat an entire pint in one sitting. It's so good. It's like sweet, but not too rich to where you literally could just like, you keep eating it. And then you're like, oh my God, I've had a pint of ice cream. But I am very ready for that. I hope that's releasing again this year. I assume. I think it sold really well last year.
I love that.
I love seasonal things just so much.
I do as well. I'm going to miss I'm going to miss the pumpkin yes. spiced chai.
Yes.
Because that was delicious, but I will be excited for whatever December has to bring. Hopefully.
Yes.
Oh, fingers crossed.
Hopefully good things. Oh, nothing but good things.
All that's gonna happen is good things.
Always and forever. That Iowa poll, y'all. I'm just putting a lot of faith in it.
I am not looking at any fucking poll. I'm not looking at any. I'm not looking at shit. I'm looking at I'm gonna watch Cats. That's what I'm gonna do.
I'm just gonna watch Cats. I know. I was like, should I like watch just like a happy turn your brain off movie, because that's kind of speaking to me.
Yeah.
I need to do that tonight. I'm trying to think if I need to add. I might add a couple more beats.
I accidentally watched like 5.5 hours of Bob's Burgers last night.
I respect that.
I don't even watch that much TV, but like literally my brain just needed to be not existing. And after I finished Only Murders in the Building's latest episode,
Only Murders,
it started auto-playing and I was like, you know what? So
why not?
Highly recommend Bob's Burgers for this time because it is very leave your head, very funny, very uplifting. Like, it's just delightful. I love Bob's Burgers.
I feel like this is a good sign. Yes. Yes. Slay. Okay. Now the transfer.
Do you watch Only Murders?
I do, but I am like ages and ages behind on it, which is disappointing. I've decided after football season, I'm just using like my Christmas break. Well, I have some plans on Christmas break, but I'm using like the back half of Christmas break where I don't to catch up on all of the things I fall behind on in fall during football season.
I love it.
Like, I'm just going to sit around for, like, 2 days, do absolutely nothing, and just catch up on, like, a bunch of TV shows that I am. Like, Mike and I watched, like, one episode of Agatha All Along. Like, the first episode, because we're like, oh, my God, we're so hyped for it, because we really loved WandaVision. And then we just have not watched a single episode since. This is, I really think Donald Trump's campaign is coming after you, personally, Michael.
I don't know, y'all. My audio quality might just go way down, because I might just give up on this cord tonight.
Yeah. Screw you, cord. Too much is going on right now. We can't be bothered. Audio quality.
I'll be yelling through my MacBook speakers.
We're just two girly pops making friendship bracelet, trying to get through this week. Okay. This is what you get from us.
I have heard that Agatha All Along is good. I have not watched any of it, not even one episode, but I heard that it's really good. And honestly, Aubrey Plaza is a genius.
I love her. Truly adore her.
There's nothing she can't do.
I'll made it. All right, now I gotta glue it. Get a little glue here. Yeah, so I need to catch up on that. I need to catch up on Only Murders. Just something else. I don't even know. I've just fallen behind on everything.
Okay, my Not Calvin bracelet's done.
Yes, Not Calvin. Mine is done as well. I'm just gluing her right now so she stays strong.
Love that. I need to. My glue is in the other room.
Of course, if I can get my glue out of here, would be. Oh, here she comes. Here she goes. You know what I should watch? It's just like the Lindsay Lohan Parent Trap. That seems good. Great. Turn your brain off film.
That seems lovely. And.
What we need for these times.
And the Lindsay Lohan Christmas movies that she's doing now, I love that for her. I love that rebrand. Yes. I love it. That Christmas movie I think it was the one she did last year, maybe 2 years ago, where she's like, forget, like loses her memory or whatever. And she's on like, a, she's like a heiress. She, it was really good. I mean, it's cheesy and like silly, but that's the best kind of Christmas movie.
Oh, 100%. I can't stress enough how I'm so looking forward to the Chiefs Hallmark movie.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait for that.
We will be watching and discussing on a Chaos Thursday because obviously.
Obviously, we need to.
That's at the end of the month, I think it comes out. So, yeah, soon enough.
Soon enough. Yeah, I'm excited about that.
I'm hype. Get all the glue on my hands, but my Nat Calvin bracelet is done, folks.
Yay.
You will be wearing it at work tomorrow and just trying to get through the day as best as we all can.
As best as we can.
Oh, God. Sorry, do your thing and then I have to redo a tweet that someone sent me.
My friend Kiana just texted me. She's like, my fiance just reminded me that we're lucky to be American because we can have pipples. And I was like, you know what?
You're like, okay, thank you for that reminder. I needed that. Yeah. Yes. I saw, okay, so this is something, again, as we're talking about our phones blowing up. My friend Kristen texted me, who lives in the great state of North Carolina. And it was funny, she texted me a few days ago and was like, because both like North Carolina and Georgia are like pretty much in, if you look at the whatever, the polls, which like who knows what is and isn't true, but it was like dead heat, like basically 50-50. And of course, there are two people who were born and raised in Florida, and Florida always gets like, you know, messed around about the 2000 election. And she's like, has our Florida bad luck followed us to our new residences? And I was like, oh God, I hope not. But anywho, she texted me this. Someone put out like, living out so hard that I'm fantasizing about Blue Texas. And so someone like quote tweeted and they were like, Blue Texas, female president, the prophecy red, white, and blue foretold. That is funny, honestly. And I respect it. That's great. And I was like, that's a good one. I enjoy that.
I like that. That was a good one. Big fan.
Big fan. Can you imagine though, truly all, if Texas were to turn blue?
That would be fucking crazy.
Game changer. I'm telling you right now, put it on record. It is. We're recording. That the Electoral College goes bye-bye if we can ever flip Texas blue. Because then at that point, like, it does no service to the Republicans. Like, the only reason we still have it is because it does them a service because they've gerrymandered things so much. And they don't want it to be decided by the popular vote because they know they would lose. I mean, if you flip Texas, what's the effing point? They've got nothing going for them. They're just going to be like, ah, whatever.
Yeah.
Just let it be. That's your popular vote.
They've never won the popular vote. Or they haven't won the popular vote in, like,
many
fucking years. Forever, though. So yeah. It's like, they're going to keep whatever keeps them in power.
Not in any, like, modern election anyhow have they won it, which is crazy to think about. It's also crazy to think about. I know that we were like, we're gonna like keep it light and fluffy, and we are, but this is positive things. It is political things, but it's positive political things, so yes. It's fine. But I was thinking, I had this thought that I was like, because again, they're saying that obviously a lot of women, well, in general, women vote more than men, but also, you know, usually older people vote, and the big thing is like capturing the youth vote, because obviously, you know, whatever, if you can get the youth, then you can get voters for the next how many ever years, right? Yeah. But they're saying like a lot of states that are quote unquote polling that they might, like something like an Iowa, if it does flip blue, they have a very high percentage of older female voters that have voted so far in early voting. They've been able to track that. And they're like, so these women that have fought for years, basically, for their right to an abortion are, like, back at it. And I was just like, first of all, like, that gets me emotional because, like, it just pisses me off that they have to continue this fight. But also, like, it gets me emotional that, like, thank you, that, like, you still care. And, like, even though it doesn't affect you anymore, like, you still, like, the bond of sisterhood is so strong that you want to make sure for future generations that it matters. But then the other thing that got me emotional and, like, excited was I was like, fuck them if this is the thing that is their undoing. Like, you all fought for years to try to undo Roe v. Wade, which you knew is actually quite a popular thing in the United States of America. Like, 80%, 85% of Americans when polled are always like, yeah, cool, abortion, we're down with it. But this little small majority was just so hell-bent on overturning it. And I was like, and if that is your undoing, the fact that you overturned that And all these women band together and are like, screw you, I have a right to my own body, because, like, duh. And that's your undoing? Like, oh, the joy it would bring me.
I do hope there are, like, conservative women out there who are secretly voting for Kamala Harris. Yes. Like, I don't know if that's happening, but...
Right. And, like, what numbers it's happening in, and if it's enough to, like, do anything, but, like...
Just the idea of it.
Yes. Just, like, seeing people, like, comment on videos or comment online being, like, I'm a registered Republican, or I was, you know, I'm a Christian and I have voted Republican. I voted for Donald Trump in the last two elections, and this is why I'm not going to this time. I'm like, hell yeah. And I know it's, like, such a small minority of people I'm seeing doing this, but I don't know. Every vote counts, right? Like, that's what they've been telling us for years. So, who knows, y'all? We'll see.
Yeah, every vote counts. I don't know. We just have to stay positive.
Yeah, but... exactly. But that's enough politics talk. We'll get back to happier subjects now. I'm sorry, everyone. It's just all my brain is consumed with right now. I can't help it. I'm really trying to.
I'm trying to think of anything else to even... Okay, do you want to hear some reality TV drama?
Oh my God, always. Is that even a question?
Okay, perfect. So this season of Love is Blind had a gentleman on.
Yeah.
And he went on the show single, no kids, you know, whatever.
Right.
So his baby mother's mother, so his children's grandmother, got on social media when the show premiered and was like, this guy is a deadbeat dad. He owes us $30,000 in child support. Like, these are his kids. And so then on the show, you see him saying that it was a sperm donor situation and the kids don't even know what he looks like. And like the kid, by the way, there was only one that they talked about.
Right.
This woman like goes and marries him, like whatever. So we're all like, oh my God, what's going to happen when she finds out? Well, she's standing 10 toes down. She is like standing by her man, and it's like, you know what, whatever. But the baby's mother came out and she was like, yes, our first child was a sperm donation situation because me and my wife wanted to have a kid, and he like offered his sperm and it was very nice.
Right. But
the next two kids were conceived naturally. He was in the delivery room. He cut the cord. He's on their birth certificate.
No shit. Oh, yeah. My God.
And
that
so
that is some drama.
Yeah. So her mom, like the grandmother, and then the mom only made like one or only like did her side of the story. And then I think that's pretty much it. She seems like very like private and like nervous. And but the mom's still out there, and they had the reunion last week. And so everyone's like waiting for this guy to get like his ass handed to him by the Lachey's. Like, what's the deal with you being like a deadbeat dad? Of course they didn't. Mm-hmm. Of course they didn't. They like totally brushed it off. They like let him do his little sperm donation story thing again. His wife was like, I wanted him to lie on TV about the kids not knowing what he looked like. That was a plan. And I'm like, wait, that doesn't make you look good. Cause like those kids are going to see that. And the mom was saying like he was over their house the day before he left for the show, and he has not spoken to or seen the kids since he left. So he's like completely like they ask where he is and stuff.
That is messed up.
Yeah,
that's crazy. God, that's another show I gotta get back into. I love the first couple of seasons of Love is Blind.
Some of the seasons are not good, but some of them are pretty good. The last one had a lot of drama.
Mm.
I have a lot of opinions about a lot of the people.
All thoughts and feelings on these fine. Oh, also, I never complimented your wonderful I'd Lie bracelet that you made earlier today. It's a 10 out of 10 for me.
Thank you.
So, seriously, if that's not a vault track on debut, truly, what was the point of any of this?
If I'd Lie is not on debut, I'm going to be like, what's happening here, Taylor? Like, what's the story?
What's even the story?
What's going on?
I really need her to... We only have 9 shows left, everyone. I really need her to play that. The Bride Song. Yes, I would get hype. I'd be so hype.
What? I'm so sad that the tour is ending. And she's like letting us know every show. She's like, the tour is ending.
I'm like,
as a reminder.
Let me live in denial.
And I'm like, but I don't want it to be over.
What if she's like, y'all, Debutation is not coming on the last show. She says that, and then she plays I'd Lie. Like,
if she played I'd Lie, I would pass out. I would be I would scream.
Gone. Ascended into the heavens, truly.
I would vomit.
Vomit. That'd be a whole moment.
I mean, I might vomit tomorrow. I mean, the possibility is there.
It's there. Oh, but I'd Lie. I think I would definitely. I'd like shed a tear, I think, for sure.
Oh, yeah, for
sure. A tear might be shed. It would truly be a moment.
Give the people what they want.
The people what they want, seriously. Come on, Taylor, not to be greedy, because you give us a lot, but.
Taylor, give us more of your soul.
More. I need more. I'm those people chanting more. Oh, I got a hair. And braids. Oh, man. So the last time I went to go buy bracelet, whatever you want to call this, stretch, thread, mabobber, I didn't realize that there were different sizes. And so I've always been getting this one size consistently. And the first time I went to pull this out, it's a lot thinner. And I was like, whoa, what is
this? No.
I've adjusted to it now, but it was a little hard the first time. And tying it with it being like this much thinner was a little difficult. But I will definitely not be paying attention to the fact that there are different sizes, and I will only get the other size again.
Yeah.
Because this, I think the other one is like 0.25, and this one is 0.5 mil. And it's just so, I'm trying to see if I can like, probably won't really pick up on camera. Just how, it's just so thin.
Ooh, that would scare me.
So yeah, I guess we have slight anxiety. Thankfully, since I use pretty small beads, it's like okay, but. Y'all, this not Calvin bracelet is just really, it slaps. Proud of myself.
I am very happy to wear it tomorrow.
Yes.
I feel like tomorrow should be a day off.
I know. I was like, I can't believe I'm really expected to work in these trying times.
No.
Like, how am I supposed to like?
You have to work like in front of people.
Yeah. I can't even like have a meltdown. That's not fair.
You have to like hang out with kids.
Yes. Small, adorable, screaming children all day. And I'm just going to I'll be like, I'm right there with you.
Your future's on the line, children.
You don't even know. You don't even know, but I know. And I'm stressed out on your behalf. I'm stressed out on my behalf, on your behalf, on everyone's behalf.
Yes.
And you don't even know.
You don't even know.
But hopefully, you know, it's fine. Speaking of the children, I did get to see my little nephew pitch for the first time in a baseball game. I've mentioned I've got to go to a couple of his baseball games. The other night, he got to pitch in a game for the first time. I was there for his big debut. And I love that. Oh, it was very sweet. He did very well. So I was very, very hashtag proud aunt moment.
Aw.
Yeah. That was precious. So again, just thinking about things that make me happy. Friendship bracelets, Taylor Swift.
Yes.
Getting to share sweet memories with your family. It's fine, guys. We're all fine.
It's fine. We're thriving.
We're finally getting the anthology on vinyl, y'all.
I can't wait for that.
Mere weeks. It's our time. It's our time to shine.
It really is. I cannot wait to be one of those fucking crazy people waiting outside Target for it to open.
Hells to the yeah. I'm ready.
But crazy. I want to get one. Yes, exactly. I want to get one for me, obviously.
Yes, obviously.
But I also want to get one of the books for my niece, because there's no way in hell my sister is doing that.
See, what a great aunt you are.
And I want her to have it, so
yeah, I'm like, she needs it. She might as well. If you're there and you're buying it, absolutely, might as well. I agree.
There's like a limit of like 5 per household.
I was gonna say, is there a limit? So there is, but that's honestly pretty reasonable.
Yeah, and like, what am I gonna buy, 2 or 3? Actually, a couple of my nieces, very sad news, said that they don't really like Taylor Swift. Well, they do like Taylor Swift, but she's like fifth on their list now.
Who could possibly rank four people higher? Shame. Just
kidding. Gracie Abrams is really popular with the kids right now.
Yeah. Okay. I love that she's having a moment. She's great. She's fantastic.
She is good. Her album is really, really good.
Can I just say something? This might be like a controversial take. I was thinking about this the other day. I like this person, but I don't really entirely understand. Okay. The way I feel about Sabrina Carpenter is like, I like Sabrina Carpenter. I think she's fantastic. Her little shows, I love her little like towel moment. And then she like plays into the fact that she's this little short queen and she waits for the little mic to come to her. And that's adorable. And I think that her songs are very catchy. But, like, I listened to her new album when it came out because everyone was like, oh, my God, like, Taylor Wishes. Not everyone, obviously. A lot of people weren't saying this, but some people online were like, this is Jack Antonoff when he's producing well. Like, Taylor wishes she could have this, whatever. And I was like, again, I don't understand why we're always having to pit women against each other. And I was like, wow, okay, like, let's listen to this album. And I think some of the songs are so catchy. But overall, like when I'm listening to them, and I think she's very good at what she does. And again, I think she's just adorable and of her personality. And like, I wish nothing but the most success for her. But like some of her songs, I'm just like, oh, like it's just not for me. You know, like I don't get it. Like I think Bed Chem is so catchy. Like it's such a good earworm and her vocals on it are so good. But honestly, when you break down the lyrics to it, I'm just like, this is a dumb ass song. Like, it's so dumb. And again, that's no shade to anyone who likes Sabrina Carpenter. I like Sabrina Carpenter. Truly, I do. But I was just like, this is a dumbass song. Like, some of these songs are so dumb. But they're just so catchy that you're, like, okay with it. And I've just really determined about myself that I'm definitely much more of, like, a lyrics person than I am, like, a music melody person. Like, mm-hmm. A song can be as whatever as it wants. People are like, oh, my God, this song is amazing. And I'm like, but have you listened to the lyrics?
It's all vibes.
Yeah, it's all vibes. Like all of her songs are just vibes. And like even like Espresso, like lyrically, it's dumb. And like even and that's the thing that like yeah. I think she knows it. Like she's always right. Like kind of like poking fun at herself and she's laughing in the songs. Like I just got away with saying the dumbest lyrics. But she knows that they're effing vibes and like it's gonna get stuck in your head. And it's going to be on your Spotify Wrapped, you know, like we all know it, but it's just like, yeah, like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like I vibe more with like Gracie Abrams, I think fits more into the like mold of like her. She's, I think lyrically, she's very strong as well. And I like her like style of like voice.
Yes. Gracie Abrams is a wonderful songwriter. I personally love Sabrina Carpenter. I do. Don't think her lyrics are like crazy advanced, but I love the vibes. I love her whole like little slutty self.
Yes,
she like owns her sexuality. Costumes
and her hair. Yes. And like, yeah, she really is. She's just vibes. Like, you know, like I wish I could be her. Like I was like, damn, vibes, you're so cool.
Vibes, seriously.
But yes, I also like, I was trying to explain to one of my friends the other day too about how I am very weird with like vocals on things. Like when Mike was trying to get me into certain music, like metal music, I am just like such a picky person with vocals. And I don't know why. And just certain people, I was like, oh, I'm sure it's a good song, but I don't like their voice on that next. No, I can't. And I also like, I have to be in a very distinct mood to listen to like a diva voice. Like I understand that Mariah Carey and Ariana Grande like have, by talent, impeccable vocal. Like I know that. I know that they're a great vocalist. I know that like a Christina Aguilera is a great vocalist, but sometimes I want to listen to someone who's not. Like I would rather put on like Britney Spears, you know what I mean? And she's like not someone who's praised for her vocals, but like I'm like Taylor Swift has never praised for her vocals. I think she's a good singer, but like she doesn't have that traditional classically trained diva sound. Right. And I was like, I have to be in the mood to listen to a diva. There are times where I'm like, y'all, Emancipation of Mimi, let's go. I need Mariah. I need a diva moment. And I want to put it on and I want to jam or I want to put on like an Ariana Grande or whatever. But like, I don't like seek that out often. And I know that some people like that's their favorite kind of pop music and that's awesome. I like, I don't know, like, I like an ugly vocal, I think. Like, I don't like it when it's, like, too pretty. I'm like, oh, too much, too many runs. Why are we doing that? Ooh, like, too, try it. No, I can't. I really have to be in the mood for it. But I love, like, the vibes of divas. Like, I love the tune. I love the whatever. Like, I'm like, yes, go off, queen. Put on your sunglasses and say, I don't know her. Great. That's iconic. I love that. Like, I love a diva. I just don't always often, like, search out their music.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. I am a big Ariana Grande fan. Well, yeah. I didn't really care for her latest album, but the one that she released that has NASA on it, Sweetener, I'm obsessed. But yeah, I've had this issue with listening to music lately where all I do is listen to Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
That's it.
So then anyone else, I'm just like, you're not Taylor Swift.
Right. Like, I'll put on Sabrina Carpenter's album while I'm working. And which, by the way, it's only a 30-minute long album.
So yeah, like, I know. And the breeze.
It's a breeze. So I'll, like, put that on and then I'll be like, okay, I guess I could switch to somebody else, but I'm going to just go back to Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And that's now, just.
I feel that struggle, truly.
It's just what it is.
Yeah.
Spotify. I like to listen to Noah Kahan.
Yes, I enjoy him.
Mood. I like to veg to him. He is, like, listening to him transports me back to being 17 in New England.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's like a little too much, memory wise. But
you're like, nope, out.
Yeah, I'm like, you know what? I don't want to be reminded of these times right now. But sometimes it's, like, nice.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I'm definitely a, like, certain time of years I reach towards certain types of music. Like, Taylor Swift is iconic always, all year round. But I reach for certain albums during certain times of year, a certain time of the year. Like, in the summer, I want to bop to 1989 and, like, Reputation, because it's, like, it's a good time and it's hot outside. And, like, I want to get a little sexy. I want to get a little sassy. And, like, the fall, winter, I'm putting on your Red, Evermore, Folklore, like, that kind of vibe. So I, like, will switch up what albums I'm listening to depending on the time of year for her, but I'm always listening to her, obviously. TTPD obviously has been, like, on repeat since it came out, because, like, it's the new shiny toy, and also it's just so damn good.
It's so good.
Like, truly so good, y'all. But then when it comes to, yeah, like, different genres of music, like, I will say I think I – during, like, summer or kind of, like, road trips, I kind of, like, that's when I might be like, oh, I want, like, a good girly pop. Like, I want some Sabrina Carpenter. I want something like that. But yeah, I get, like, very, like, indie music in the fall, like, you know, I'm driving on, like, a kind of on a gray day, you're like, yes, get me in my feels, this indie music. So yeah, I definitely kind of switch up, I think, my vibe depending on the time of year, which I don't think, like, that's unique to me. I think a lot of people do that, obviously, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a thing. That's definitely a thing. For sure. My vibes tomorrow will be trying. I looked up this weekend because I was doing a lot of driving and the election is just obviously weighing heavily on my mind. And I was feeling kind of like, yes, girl power, let's go. I looked up, like, feminist playlist on Apple Music and I was like, kill.
Yes, I have, like, I have a female rage playlist on Spotify saved, and I'm like, and then my friend texted me one called Queer Rage today, yeah, and I'm like, perfect, that's exactly what I need tomorrow.
Yes, rage. Pump that up. Rage against the machine. Oh, this makes me think of the lead singer being like, what did, when people find out that they're liberal, which is shocking that they don't know, and he's like, what machine do you think I was raging against? One of my all-time
vacuum cleaner.
The vacuum, like, what do you think I was raging against? Iconic. But yes, be like him, be like Willie Nelson, who people also are always surprised is liberal. And it's like, do you know how much pot that man smokes? What were y'all thinking? I'm just saying. But yeah, I guess that wraps it up. I hope y'all are making friendship bracelets, watching The Parent Trap, whatever you need to do to get through tonight. Y'all, hopefully we're going to be okay. I cannot guarantee that, obviously. But take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. If you, you know, obviously know a community that's going to be heavily affected if this doesn't go our way, please reach out to your friends, your family, who might be struggling during this time. And again, also to our non-American listeners, I'm sorry again just very on my brain. So sorry about that. And yeah, I don't know. Yeah, do your thing. It's an airport lounge today, guys. And whatever you need to do to pass the time until your plane takes off, do it. No one is going to judge you. Eat that extra piece of chocolate. Buy yourself a cake. Take that bubble bath. Live it up.
Take care of yourselves. Get some good sleep if you can, and hydrate. And give your pets big kisses on the face.
And drive safe. Statistically speaking, more accidents happen on Election Day than the 4th of July or New Year's. Not to also further stress you out, but give yourself plenty of time wherever you're going. You're listening to this in the evening, so that's a moot point. But anyways, I hope you all drove safe.
Yes. Continue to drive safe from here
Continue
on
Continue to drive safe from here, just in general, in life. Yes. Do that. Yes. Hydrate, give your dogs or your animals love, and take care of yourselves. Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.